The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Hey, that was your pop new artist of the year right there, Alicia Cara. There you go. Last night's Grammys, pretty good stuff. I'll play the montage of all the winners here coming up in case you missed it. 7:45, Denny and the girls live and local in Toledo. Susie, Mother Teresa, not here. Dad passed away over the weekend. 90 years old, so keep Trisha and her family in her prayers. She'll be off all week. She'll be back Monday. And, of course, Yummy's here. Paul is here on the queue. Snow showers and maybe an inch of snow today. Is it snowing? I don't even see it snowing out there here at the Cumulus Compound, South Toledo. Maybe an inch. High of 31 today. Sunny and 27 tomorrow. It's 30 now at the Cumulus Compound or last check. 419-240-1055 to call and play along. We do have a contest going on. I'll tell you what that is in a second if you want to play. But here is the montage of all the big winners from last night.
Best rap song performance. Loyalty, Kendrick Lamar featuring Rihanna.
Best new artist.
Alessia Cara.
Yeah!
Best pop solo performance.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran.
Best rap album award, Kendrick Lamar.
Best comedy album,
Dave Chappelle.
Best country album.
From a Room, Volume 1, Mr. Chris Stapleton.
For the song of the year,
That's What I Like.
That's What I Like.
The record of the year.
24 Karat Magic.
Album of the year.
24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars cleaned up last night at the Grammys. Such a good show. He's the big wiener. 6 trophies in total, including all the ones you just heard. So, way to go, Bruno Mars. So, apparently, according to our one caller, that Bruno Mars Live at the Apollo was an old show, and we just watched it Friday night. It was on CBS, so I thought, okay. Thought it was new, but
well,
it wasn't.
At least you caught it. That
oh, my gosh,
good.
It was so good. I didn't realize he could play the guitar. He's a beast. Reminds me of Prince. It's like a mix between Prince and Michael Jacko. Michael Jackson.
You know what surprised me?
Yes, Paul. What surprised you?
Chris Stapleton was the musical guest on SNL with Will Ferrell here last Saturday. And I don't usually watch the musical guest. Don't care. But he was not bad.
I recorded it. I watched the opening when he was George W.
Yeah.
That had some pretty funny moments in it.
I'm not much for country, but check out Chris Stapleton's performance. I'm very surprised. So there
all
you
right.
go.
We'll do that. Thank you. Coming from a guy who pulled his back muscle, threw his back out. Washing dishes. By the way, I've got some text on this little game we're doing, so I'll get to those coming up. But first, at 7:47, should the day after the Super Bowl be a paid holiday? I'm serious. I think we need to talk about this. I think it's very, very important. Well. And I think about it. It's the most watched television event every year. Well over 100 million Americans. That's a third of the country. Nearly a third of the country will be watching the Super Bowl. And maybe even more than that because they'll be watching it online. This is just over regular TV. What about all the people that watch it, I don't know, on your phone? I was watching the golf tournament on my phone over the weekend. See, Tiger Woods, he's back. He didn't win, but he's back. And, yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's making me crazy because I'm like,
could you turn right back.
Is that dude having a better show? Oh, it's Denny.
It's me. I think he's got the monitor in the other room turned up. It's kind of loud. Sorry about that. Anyway, where was I? What was
Tiger
I
Woods
about?
Is back. Briefly, you mentioned that.
But I'm talking, he did good. Anyway, Super Bowl is such a huge event because even if you're not a football fan, there's a good chance it's going to be on in the background because you like going to parties.
Yeah.
I love going to Super Bowl parties.
The party. We like the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day after, when you got a third of the country staying up late, well, at least in these parts, it's a mess. Work the next day. According to a new survey from of HR's people, they interviewed or surveyed a bunch of people in HR, and they would rather have you home and not at work because they're sick of you rolling in late, still smelling like beer and Funyuns.
Funyuns, oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
That's what the
See, we're not productive the day after the Super Bowl. We're just tired.
We're just not, but we are because we're beasts. Mm. So they did a survey, 72% of HR managers, 72%. Think the Monday after the big game should be a paid holiday.
Yes.
They asked HR directors about 6 different events that happen and which one should, after the next day, get a holiday. The only one's the Super Bowl, 72%. The second most popular choice at 5% was the day after the NBA Finals.
No.
2% say after the Oscars. 2% say after the World Cup. Believe me, you're watching the World Cup, you're sleeping.
Oh, for sure.
You're not staying up late for that.
Especially in this country.
Another 2% said the day after the Stanley Cup Finals. And just 1% said the day after the last game of the World Series. 17% said none. None of these days should be a pay. Look, there's only one. It's the Super Bowl. Because it is a holiday. It's a really... Did you just yawn?
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
He just yawned. You know, it's one thing when I bore the listener, but when I bore my producer...
First of all, you're not boring me.
I'm boring you.
It's 7:50 in the morning, and I am not a morning person.
Well, so, it's a good thing you're producing a morning show.
I understand that, but I'm sorry. I don't start...
Hold on. Why wasn't this information presented to me when you were interviewing for this gig?
Because I don't get the job if I say that.
So you wanted the job more than you wanted your sleep. Mm.
I will be fully up and ready to go after my nap.
In the next hour, you're going to go take a nap? Fully up and erect. Good for you. Anyway, finishing the story. Sorry to bore you. 32% of us have shown up late the day after a major sporting event. 27% have called in sick. On average, we waste 27 minutes a day on sports-related activities in the lead-up to a major sporting event. Another new survey found football is by far America's favorite sport to watch. That's why the XFL's coming back, baby.
Oh, yeah.
38% say football, followed by baseball at 12%. That's all. Basketball, 10%. Soccer, 9%. Hockey, 5%. Auto racing, 5%. There you go.
Here's my question.
Super Bowl should be day off after. Come on, Kimmy. Yeah. Let's get ahead of that. Let's give us the day off.
I will give you
that. Or give us a floating holiday. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Why not? Noontime. Why not Saturday?
What do you mean noontime? The games?
Yes.
Because they can't make money with that.
Why?
Because of TV ratings, dude.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, then I guess we have to go the day off.
All
right, we're doing a mass wedding on Valentine's Day. If you're thinking about getting married on Valentine's Day, I want you to stick around because I got information on how we can provide your wedding for you basically free. Mm-hmm. The honeymoon, you're on your own, but we're going to take care of most all the other stuff. I'll explain that coming up. Or if you want the information now, just text the word arrow, A-R-R-O-W, two R's, to 419-240-1055, and it comes back to you, so you can check that out. Or stick around with me, and I'll give you all the information. But first, I have to do entertainment news. Susan, hit me. Hit me with my entertainment news theme on this entertainment news on this Monday, a busy Monday. Tom Selleck turned 73 today.
Wow. 73.
Fun fact, Tom was born a mustache and his body grew out of it. It grew from it. It
grew into it?
It was awesome. Grew into it. Oprah turned 64 today. Yeah, she'll spend the day how she spends most of them lately, dodging calls from desperate Democrats.
Coming up, sex, sluts, and ecstasy.
Oprah's birthday parties are the best. You get cake, you get cake, you get cake. Everybody gets cake.
I love bread.
Yeah, that one.
I love bread.
I know, and cake, too. Anyway, that one's too easy. All right, Nancy Kerrigan has been hired to cover the Super Bowl and the Winter Olympics for Inside Edition.
No.
Yeah, it's true. I'd tell her to break a leg, but you know. During 2008 presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton reportedly refused to fire an advisor after he was accused of repeated sexual harassment. But at least this time, she didn't marry him.
You got that little smirk on your face, and you think you're so clever.
And finally, IKEA's founder, Ingvar Kamprad, died over the weekend at age 91. The cause of death? Suicide after trying to assemble one of his bookcases.
No!
Yes, you ever buy anything from IKEA?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. We got this closet organizer thing. Oh, my gosh. I swear it was... And it was in English and 47 other languages, but I was still, very stressful. All right, there's your entertainment news. You getting married? How would you like a free wedding from the Q? I'll explain it coming up next right here on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
This look at your right now traffic is also brought to